Swamp Territory, bringing you today's show because a lot's happening over here. And so we figured, why not get some boots in the ground in the swamp? We are also thankful for Rumble allowing us to broadcast from their studio space, of course. I'll be here today, obviously, for today's show, as well as our show tomorrow. Now, I will not be hosting the American Journal. Harrison, thankfully, is filling in for me because there's a couple of things heading over at the Pentagon that I'll be at. So we look forward to that. But I will be hosting War Room, and we've got quite the list of members of Congress, senators joining us. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow. So you're going to want to tune in 4 p.m. Eastern time is when we kick things off. And we're starting up at the very top of the show, which is shuffling in all of these incredible, incredible people. I don't speak highly of lawmakers, politicians, don't like a lot of them, but these are the people who I do truly like and I do believe are authentically in this fight. And so we are very thankful for them joining me tomorrow. There's a lot of things going on in the world. We're keeping you in the loop in regards to what's happening on the latest in that investigation into that Afghan terrorist that shot and killed one was dead. No, so I should correct that. One is dead. The other one is still fighting for his life, of course. His family's expecting him to survive. Those two guardsmen, that terror attack obviously taking place here in D.C., happening, sadly, just hours after they were sworn in. So this is a story that we're continuing to follow. Now, as I told you previously in the show, I've been following several cases regarding a lot of these violent Afghans that are brought into our country. They were shuffled into our country. And sadly, as we continue to cover it, we're learning more and more. And I mean that in like a lighter tone, because the government still to this day is not feeding us any information. Now, according to FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin, let me just cite this, because Viva Frey actually just called me just a few moments ago. We broke down that report for you regarding the U.S. service member who allegedly was assaulted by a group of Afghan men. Now, the FBI, both under the Biden regime and under President Trump, Cash Patel's leadership, obviously, are refusing to give any details as to what happened there. Well, according to FBI whistle Kyle Serafin, it appears that that woman may have actually not told the truth. And again, these are allegations. This is not something that I can confirm. But Kyle Serafin trying to shine a light as to why we're not hearing anything, as to why were there any men arrested for this. It appears, according to his perspective on this issue and his view, that this woman may have lied about this assault, and that is the reason why no criminal charges have been filed. But again, if you're the FBI, why wouldn't you just say that? Why wouldn't you just say that? Why wouldn't you prosecute her? Listen, if any woman comes forward and makes false accusations about a man or a group of men, I want to charge them. I want to hold them accountable, because you do not get to go out there and to make false accusations. So I'll be reaching out to the FBI again to get their take on it. But of course, the current FBI, not very enthusiastic about answering any questions. That's a very simple one. If she lied, then tell us she lied. Why are you covering for her? Our money, our taxpayer money was used to investigate the claims that were made. So if this is true, which again, we don't know if it's true or not, then what the heck are you doing here? Shouldn't she be charged? Well, I'll continue to ask the FBI those questions, because I'm probably one of maybe a couple of people they just never want to hear from these days. We're actually going to play a couple of sound bites from the FBI director, Cash Patel, because, you know, he's not very happy with the coverage he's been receiving in the media. I mean, we don't promise fluffy coverage. We promise to bring people the truth, and wherever the truth falls, that's what we're going to tell the American people. We're not in this to BS anyone, but we're going to listen to that too. We're also going to see the latest comments that have come out from Dan Bongino, obviously the deputy director of the FBI. He's been coming out and talking a lot about all of this. So I look forward to bringing you just that in just a little bit too, because Bongino is someone as well who has been very upset with people, very upset. And as many of you guys know, I would have considered him to be a friend. I don't want to be I want to be mean or overly aggressive, obviously, because it's a very tough job. But the reality of it is I do believe there are people intentionally trying to sabotage him. And I think we need to be clear and direct about that. So I'll bring you the latest on that and the comments he's made and my reaction to that. So there's so much more underway. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's our Cyber Monday sale. If you're wondering what Cyber Monday sale means, well, that means a lot of savings. It's 60% off the entire website right now, which has got a couple more hours left in this. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and stock up. It is now time to stock up on all of your favorite Christmas items over at thealexjonesstore.com. We're on the way.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are in swamp territory today on this beautiful Monday morning, covering everything going on here in Washington, D.C. at the Rumble studio right now. And we're thankful for Rumble allowing us access into their space. Of course, a lot happening all around the country that we wanted to make sure you were caught up on. As many of you guys know, it's a holiday weekend, so I'm sure a lot of you probably were occupied with other things to do. But I've been buckling down and digging into the very latest, and we look forward to bringing you just that. There's a lot developing all around the country. President Trump just posting something on Truth Social. Just wanted to bring your attention to. He's praising the former. I don't really want to use that word, but they're claiming he's former Al-Qaeda fighter. He's also known as the Syrian leader right now on Truth Social, posting about lifting sanctions and terminating those for Syria. And I believe this was truly appreciated by Syria, its leadership, and its people. Probably should have a talk with the Christians who were slaughtered due to this new leadership in Syria. But again, this is what the president is going off on, saying that the new president of Syria is working diligently to make sure good things happen for both Syria and Israel. Again, I'm not going to pretend like this is acceptable. I'm not going to pretend like this is acceptable. So we could just move on. I just don't even know what to say anymore, folks. We have a president who gets it, and then he does things like this. Obviously, this guy is a CIA appointee. He is not elected by the Syrians. Remember when Joe Biden was trying to push him, and he said, "Oh, they're going to have elections now in Syria," and then the Syrian president saying, "We don't have time for elections. I am your leader now." We actually had a bounty on his head, a couple million dollars, but it was $10 million. But we still let him come into the Oval Office. So that's what's going on right now in this current administration. Again, we're going to cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we are continuing to dig into all of this, of course. So we'll keep our eye on that. But I also wanted to highlight a couple of other issues as well. I'm following that story of that individual, one of the Afghan men who was accused of sexual assault. That case, according to the local Montana prosecutors, was closed down nearly a year later. The office telling me that they are going to work aggressively hard to forward me the documents relating to his court case. And I'll bring you the update on that, because again, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with all these Afghan men that were accused of sexual assaults. Where do those cases lie? FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin actually putting some light onto that story that I've been detailing for you throughout today's show and on X. For years now, I've been trying to figure out what happened to that U.S. service member, that female U.S. service member who claimed that she was assaulted on that Fort Bliss military base. Well, according to Viva Frey, just called me just a couple of minutes ago, and he said, "Hey, I had Kyle Serafin on my show, and I'll have to, you know, listen in on to that like later after we finish this." But Kyle Serafin saying that they believe that that woman actually was not telling the truth. And if that's the case, then why is the FBI under this current leadership not telling us? Again, I spent all weekend trying to get the FBI to tell me something about this woman, and they won't tell anything. They won't tell us anything. So no surprise there. It could have been an easy win for them if they would have just said, it's not an investigation anymore. The woman lied. I would have followed up and asked. There were criminal charges filed against her, but it doesn't appear to be that. All right, folks, let's turn to the seditious group of lawmakers who decided to put out a video just a couple of days ago telling our service members that if you are told to do something that you deem is illegal, an order that's given down, you actually don't have to carry it through. Take a listen to clip 14 and how Senator Mark Kelly continues to defend his stance on all of this. It doesn't make any sense, but he's still pushing for it. Take a listen.
I asked you about the substance of this video and your message in it. What specific orders do you believe President Trump made that you consider unlawful?
Well, so this is looking forward, but let me give you a pass, an outline of things that he has said. In 2016, he said that the U.S. military will follow his illegal orders. He said something on a debate stage and was reminded that would be illegal, and he said the military will not refuse his orders, regardless of whether they're legal or not. He also talked about shooting protesters in the legs. How un-American, how unconstitutional is that? Fortunately, there was a Secretary of Defense that has stopped this. He's also talked about sending troops into U.S. cities to use those cities and people for training. I mean, this is, we're concerned because of this president with this Secretary of Defense that we could have a significant problem. So this was a simple message, follow the law, and it was looking forward.
Well, and
now, obviously, Mark Kelly unable to tell you specifically what things he deems as illegal. He's dancing around everything, not being direct, because he's full of it. He's full of it. Mark Kelly is in some very serious you-know-what, and he just continues to dance around the issue, and it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Mark Kelly is probably going to be facing some type of penalties, we hope, for his behavior. But again, this is all politically motivated. It's not really a surprise, though. It's not really a surprise. You and I both know that these people just hate President Trump, and they're looking to continue to go after him at any cost. All right, folks, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's focus on the FBI a bit, because I can't get over how bad things have gone. As many of you guys know, I've endorsed both of the leaders over at the FBI. I was very enthusiastic about their arrival, and it hasn't been working out. You know, the FBI director, Kash Patel, his communications team, the ones that handle communicating with the media, they have not been helpful at all. They have not been helpful at all. And, you know, there's one individual who I say, that one person has been helpful, but the rest of them as a whole, I have to think it's obviously intentional at this point that they want to create a rift between the director, the deputy director, and the media. Because when we reach out for comment, we clarify a report before we release it, and they refuse to respond. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? And it's obvious to me that they don't understand what their job is. Again, I'm going to bring up that report about that U.S. service member, the female U.S. service member who was allegedly assaulted by a group of Afghan men on the military base in Fort Bliss. For years now, I've been reaching out about this. They dance around the issue. And then again, you know, we hear that they're just not really doing much on this. They apparently, according to Kyle Serafin, this was a woman who apparently lied. Again, I don't know. The FBI not answering any questions. But why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because every time I reach out to the media relations team for the FBI, they continue to dance around it. At first, they tell you to go reach out to this department, reach out to this department, and they can't quite give you an actual avenue for communication. They can't. At first, it was reach out to the Pentagon just a couple of days ago. Then it was, okay, reach out to the DOJ. Oh, no, we have no comment. We have no comment. But then before that, it was fill out a FOIA request. And then the FOIA request was rejected. If this is a woman who lied, there should be criminal charges filed against her. You don't get to lie about being assaulted and file a false police report or file a report with the FBI and then not be held accountable. If she was not someone who was being truthful, charges need to be filed because you don't get to do that to people. But the FBI is continuing to cover up for the last administration, and so it's not really surprising. It's not really surprising. And if you play nice, though, if you play nice with this current FBI, they actually will reward you. Now, I don't know what those rewards look like, of course, but they will reward you by providing you with a ton of exclusives. You and I both know who they are. There are several reporters out there who consistently get exclusives, and it's because they don't ask questions. They just regurgitate what comes to their inbox. And that's not me. That's not Miranda Devine. That's not Tucker Carlson. That's not any of us. We ask questions that might make leadership feel a little uncomfortable. But they're questions that if you are truly fighting for transparency, you wouldn't mind answering. Well, the director did sit down with Epoch Times, it looks like. And in regards to several topics we're going to highlight, I want to play the first one for you. Patel has revealed that the case, remember the case they filed against James Comey, the former FBI director, remember how it was dismissed? Well, he says it's not over yet. Take a listen to clip 15 and the latest update that the FBI director has for the American people in regards to Comey's ongoing investigation.
Because it's pending in terms of appellate status and what we are going to do for the next steps, the judicial process can make whatever determination it wants, but we, the FBI, and our partners at the DOJ have numerous options to proceed, and we're executing on all those options. So we're not done.
Any detail available?
I would say stay tuned for right after Thanksgiving, and you'll see multiple responses, in my opinion.
So you've initiated some cultural changes at the FBI. That's something that many people have talked about. Some people like it, some people don't. What would you say is the most?
All right, so post-Thanksgiving, TikTok. I don't know, honestly, at this point. I hate the stay tuned thing. I guess if we're watching like a drama unravel, I'm so over it. Just tell us what's going on. I don't want this lingering question, right? Because then it captures headlines and they all love it. I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of this. The American people are tired of it. Will you guys do your job? Will you go after James Comey? Because listen, even if you don't want to go after him anymore for the line to Congress, there are so many other avenues you could take up with this man. So many other avenues. And so if we're going to require the bare minimum, then yeah, you'd probably go with line of Congress. That's the bare minimum. Is there a RICO case going on? Maybe he's round up in that too. Who knows? Stay tuned. I mean, come on, folks. Patel, you're not hosting a show on InfoWars. We're not asking you to do a deep tease for the next episode, for your next episode. We're literally asking you for the facts that the American people know what's going on. The stay tuned thing is just so overly dramatic, and that is intentional. And it's really, really frustrating to see, because I was one of the fools. And listen, I'll admit when I'm wrong. Although I'm a biological woman, we are very rarely, rarely wrong, or at least admit to it. When I sat here and said, it's cash or nothing, in regards to him getting confirmed, I'm a fool. Because it doesn't matter who's running the FBI, because they're not really running the FBI. That's what it seems like. You can put your little tinfoil hat on. That is what the rest of us have to kind of just go by these days. Why are we sitting here and waiting as this is like a novella on the next episode of Kash Patel leading the FBI? We'll tell you who's indicted next. I mean, what are we doing here, folks? This is such a waste of your time. It truly, truly is. And this is what they do. But if you want to get onto like the novella side of this, let's talk about Kash Patel and his girlfriend. Ah, there you go. That's what I feel like we're doing these days. I'd probably get a better prediction if I put an aluminum hat on. I was actually meaning to bring, remember we had that special where we had the aluminum foil up on the alexjonesstore.com so you guys could build your own foil hat. I meant to bring it with me and to run around the Pentagon and ask others to join me. I forgot that though. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Kash Patel's girlfriend because again, I mean, the FBI director was someone who was heavily critical under the last administration when they were using the jet to just go on to personal matters. He was very, very critical of that. We have, there you go, that's the epic one. We have several times now covered it, but the reality of it is Patel, he had no problem whatsoever coming out here and going after Christopher Wray and others for using the jet as a personal little plane for themselves at our expense, of course. Well, obviously now Kash Patel is doing that as well. And a lot of people are fired up and angry about it. So they've criticized him for it, and rightfully so. He was critical when it happened under the last administration. So if we're playing by the same set of rules, which I always encourage, the American people could voice their concerns. The media can. It doesn't mean that they're liars. Yes, are they liars? Yeah, they are. But guess what? Not when they're criticizing you for your use of the American taxpayer-funded jet. And I've just had enough of it. I've had enough of it. In fact, these guys are consistently going out there and they're using that as the excuse. They continue to say, time and time again, fake media reports, journalists. No. You don't get to sit here and dismiss people who are going off the facts or criticizing you. You don't get to do that. So obviously, Patel has been criticized for his girlfriend using the FBI's her own private security group. Feet on the furniture. All right, I had a joke. I'll keep it to myself, though, because I can only say so many racist things at once. But Kash Patel justifying using the jet, or using security, I should say, the SWAT team to secure his girlfriend. Obviously something that if it was your wife, I'd say, okay, that's fair. That's fair. But it's his girlfriend. And they've been dating for many years now, but she's still just your girlfriend. Listen carefully in clip 16 on how Patel continues to describe his girlfriend. And for all of you heterosexual men out there, answer this question for me. How many of you would refer to your girlfriends, your wives, as this? Take a listen.
I want to give you the opportunity to set the record straight on a couple of things that have been in the media a lot. And one of them is, you know, the allegation is there was too much of an effort in terms of the security detail, like an overprotection of your partner, Alexis Wilkins. How do you think about this, this reporting and these allegations?
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me address that. I think it's disgusting that an agency head has to even address the fact that their partner's life is continuously being threatened. We treat my partner like any agency head treats their partner, with the authorities that are in place already following all the rules and regulations. And when any individual across any agency head and their respective spouse or partner has a threat to their life, we come in hard. And unfortunately, there are multiple threats against Alexis's life that have caused us to properly secure her safety. And that is done independently by career FBI agents. I don't have any part in that. They make those decisions. They are the ones doing the security backgrounds and security analysis. And the people on social media using it to generate clicks and trash are jeopardizing the safety of her and other great Americans. And we are going to protect them every step of the way. We are not doing anything any agency has not done before us.
Did you hear that? Okay, he continues to call, and this is going to be the female in me, because I'm so tired of the refusal. And again, it's quite strange if you, and I have Indian friends, obviously. It's quite strange that he's in a relationship, a long-term relationship with just a girlfriend, that they're not yet engaged. I also think it's quite strange that he refers to her continuously as his like life partner. Heterosexual men, I've never heard them refer to someone who they're not married to as their life partner, my partner. That's usually something that gay men refer to when they're living with someone who is not their spouse, who's not a female. We constantly hear that. Now, again, it's not me trying to say or insinuate that he is gay, because that would obviously be an opinion rather than a fact. But the reality of it is why does he continue to do this? It's just bizarre behavior. It's bizarre behavior. If she's your girlfriend, you truly do love her, marry her. Marry her. Now, again, that could be my own personal... maybe I'm a feminist. I just didn't know it. But I'm just like, I'm so over it. I'm so over it. He's way too old to be sitting here referring to a girl he's been dating for quite some time now as someone he loves and truly wants us to protect, the American taxpayer protect, and then yet he can't commit to her. Strange. It's strange. So I'll just let that one float out there. I think I've said enough. I know that these two love lawsuits. So we'll just we'll leave out everything else and just overly tell y'all that was my opinion. Let's shift gears a little bit. Dan Bongino's also been sounding off. And I like Dan. I mean, gosh, this is so, like, this is hard to do. I was so proud of Dan for taking on this job as deputy director. But again, there's a lot of reports that are coming out. And I mean, at least this one he addressed head on. I'll give him credit for this. take a look at this one. This has to do with the Epstein stuff. So there was these redacted emails that were posted online. I believe it was Business was the outlet that put it up first. I want to give credit. Actually, let me click it because I know that the reporter went after them for stealing it. If I could find it real quick. I want to give credit where credit's due. But there was a journalist who actually got a hold of all of this. And ultimately, it's an email. It's an internal email that says, newly released emails obtained through a FOIA request. And sadly, this account should be citing who the journalist is who received it. Revealed that Dan Bongino approached in March to help redact and censor the Epstein files. Now, if you could see this email was literally sent, I believe, like the day after Bongino was brought in as the deputy director. So you got to be fair. He officially started his duty on March 17th. The email in the chain you see forwarded to me, my request, were sent before I even began my position. So he, and I know this because he wanted involvement in a lot of the ongoing issues, and he made everyone forward it over. So this original email comes to us from March 11th. So Dan just kind of clarify and say, listen, he had no role in the censorship, the redaction, but he did ask for all of the stuff to be forwarded to him. So that's why you see his name wrapped up in there. So credit for him for giving, you know, some type of update on that. I do truly believe that there are people trying to sabotage him. But then Dan posted this earlier today. A lot of people were very upset at the changes and reforms we've made at the FBI. Now I'd say what changes, what reforms? That's still an ongoing question. Every time I ask, I'm told it's a personnel related issue and they cannot tell me about this. They will do anything to revert to the old ways of doing things. So they leak gossipy nonsense to the media outlets and journalists, in quotes, with a clear agenda. Now judge the results. I work for you, not the headlines. I'm still waiting for the results, folks. And I know you guys are too. Yes, thank you guys. This was the original reporter who got that FOIA. I like to get credit when credit's due. And this was the original one. And I believe he worked for Business, if not mistaken. I just recently actually started following him based on this because I think it's great. Anyone who's able to go out there and get these FOIA requests fulfilled, I'm a big fan of, as many of you guys know. Oh, and let me give you a little teaser. As many of you guys know, as an independent journalist, I tend to sue. Yes, he's an investigative reporter for Business. Thank you guys. I like his nickname, the FOIA terrorist. I think I'm going to have to take on that one as well. As many of you guys know, I have several lawsuits pending against the federal government for their failure to be transparent under the Biden regime. Those lawsuits were filed, and TSA has finally admitted, all right, we effed up. And so we are going back and forth to conclude my TSA lawsuit. It will be wrapped up shortly, but they are now negotiating on how we could settle this case. And the very latest, the last bit of information I have for you is that they are going over the dollar amounts on how they could help pay my legal fees now for that lawsuit. Now, again, when I file a lawsuit against the government, I recoup $0 personally. It's just a matter of getting the documents that I request through FOIA when they don't hand those over and making sure they pay my attorney so I don't have to. So we look forward to officially concluding that lawsuit against TSA, but that was in regards to the illegal aliens they were putting on flights and weren't requiring them to have any IDs like the rest of us have to. All right, folks, there's more underway. Don't go anywhere. Head on over, though, in the meantime, for Cyber Monday sale over at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot happening there, 60% off site-wide over at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't miss out.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. so some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much, so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Auctions Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at theauctionstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on here, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own theauctionstore.com. I don't own the Auctions Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the Sea Moss or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, third hour, last lap. We've got a lot going on over here. Stories we still haven't been able to dive into yet because there's so much going on in the world. So thank you for joining me, folks. As you can tell, we are live in Washington, D.C. today over at the Rumble Studio. A lot going on over here. And we're thankful you're joining us. It's been a crazy one. As many of you guys know, I've been credentialed full-time to cover the Pentagon as an independent journalist, and we were looking forward to doing just that. So I'll be shuffling my way over to the Pentagon in just a bit. I've got a lot of questions I want to ask, and I look forward to doing just that. As many of you guys know, too, we're going to have our show tomorrow. I'm not going to be hosting the American Journal. Harrison's nice enough to fill in for me so I could go over to the Pentagon and ask a lot of the questions over at their presser. I'm sure we'll be broadcasting that live to you as well during the American Journal. But I will be in the room. I've got a lot of questions to ask the press secretary, Kinsley Wilson, who was so gracious enough to welcome us in and give us this access. So I'm thankful for her. We're also going to be asking the tough questions. And I think a lot of people are going to want to listen in to see what's going on specifically. And that's one of the things I have to say about the Pentagon. Let me just tell you this. I have done some stories that have been great stories, obviously, for them. Good stories that highlight the good that they're doing. But I've also highlighted some stories that are very critical of the current Pentagon. And they still gave me credentials. They still welcome me. They still respond to my requests for comments. This is the big difference between the Pentagon and other agencies currently. So again, you don't have to give cushy coverage to the Pentagon. They'll still welcome you in. And that is the big difference, the big, big difference. We look forward to being there. I also was just looking at the list. There are some incredible people who I'll be joining, of course, and I look forward to doing just that. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. But I will be hosting War Room tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern time. I have a credible lineup of guests that are going to be joining me. Let me just pull up the list of who we have so far lined up. We have tomorrow, obviously, Congressman Troy Nehls, who has just announced that he will not be running for re-election. He is going to be leaving Congress. So I've got a lot of questions to ask him. I'll also be joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is also leaving the Senate. And he's currently running for governor right now in Alabama. We'll also have Andy Ogles on the show as well. I've got a lot to ask him because, as many of you guys know, he's been very outspoken about the Islam issue here in the U.S. And so we look forward to that. I'll also be joined by Nick Sorter. Many of you guys know he hosts a show here on InfoWars. He will be joining me in studio tomorrow to kind of go over a lot that's going on in Washington, D.C. and throughout the country. And so I look forward to having him on the show in person. There will be more guests also added to the lineup tomorrow. So you're going to want to tune in to the War Room tomorrow with me as your host live in Washington, D.C. All right. A lot going on. Oh, by the way, we just got another press release pushed out from Attorney General Ken Paxton. He is actually investigating right now. Let's see. Let me pull that up. He is actually investigating right now Shein. Now, they are the company that manufactures clothes and accessories for women and men. They are a relatively inexpensive manufacturer. There's been several allegations of slave labor over in China. And although those claims have not been proven, the company does deny it. It looks like Ken Paxton is stepping in, and he has now launched an investigation into Shein and its affiliate, which is this Shein USA service, as well as its affiliate Shein. The global fashion giant, as they say, is going over, and they're trying to see whether there's unethical labor violations and practices. So again, I mean, this is Ken Paxton, one of the only people out there who continues to go after companies that are obviously being accused of corruption and slave labor. And so here he is going after Shein and trying to get some answers here as they continue to be accused of things like that. So we'll keep following that story as it develops. Of course, we got our eyes on that. But let's bring things back into what we had planned for you today. You may have not seen it. And I think this is a really interesting one that we have to bring to the surface. The corporate media is finally reporting about the COVID jabs leading to fatalities, but specifically in children. There was a new memo that was released in regards to the FDA and how they know internal review found that there were at least 10 children who did die after receiving the vaccines. The 3,000-word memo, according to NBC News, was written as by the director of the FDA, Biologics Evaluation and Research. Ultimately says there were fewer than 10, determined there were fewer than 10 of the 96 child deaths reported to this is VAERS, between 2021 and 2024. So they are at least confirming just that. Now I have a feeling it's a lot higher than number. And so although they are claiming to be transparent in this front, I would say it's probably not an accurate description of how many children died from this vaccine or this jab. I wouldn't even call it a vaccine. It did not provide immunity like if they said it was going to. And so, interesting. So finally, we're finally hearing the numbers. They've been hiding this forever. They've been hiding this for a long time now. No surprise there, folks. This has been one of the largest criminal, I would say, enterprises in quite some time now. The push to pretend like these jabs did anything but destroy the immune systems of healthy people, create terrible cancer cases like you've never seen before, and also lead, sadly, so many Americans to die. And so the VAERS report, I've always told you, is very inaccurate. In fact, hospitals, doctors intentionally do not report all vaccine-related injuries because they fear retaliation. We've spoken to doctors before about that. I've had them on the show, and they tell you, yes, it's true. They, in fact, do fear retaliation. They won't fill out those VAERS report because if they fill out too many, they will get targeted. And so just keep that in the back of your mind. All right, when it comes to corruption, Ukraine is it's just full of corruption. We've known about this for years, even before the war between Ukraine and Russia was kicking off. Recently, though, Zelensky's chief of staff, he has just been wrapped up into this another, I guess, just kind of accusation. He's since resigned. Interesting enough, this was another corruption raid. And again, these people just continue to avoid accountability. They took your money, they shuffled it in. We have no idea what's going on with it because they didn't do any audits. But corruption just continues to flood into Ukrainian politics because the country obviously at war and billions of dollars was being flooded in. And so if they scraped off a couple of million off the top of that, no one would notice. That's why our politicians flooded in. Remember, all of our senators, our congressmen, we stand with Ukraine. And they flooded into Ukraine on their planes, and they had no problem going there for their photo op. Strangely enough, though, there was no U.S. presence, no U.S. military there. Why would you, as a lawmaker, go to Ukraine knowing it's an active war zone when you don't have our military backing you up? One of the many questions we have to this day. I want to play clip 17 for you, though, because President Trump is reacting to the latest corruption scandal in Ukraine. Take a listen.
Spoken with Rubio and Witkoff since that meeting.
Yeah, I've spoken to them, and they're doing well. Ukraine's got some difficult little problems. They have some difficult problems, but I think Russia would like to see it end, and I think Ukraine, I know Ukraine would like to see it end.
You just said that Ukraine has a little bit of problems.
Well,
what are those
problems?
We have a
corruption situation going on, which is not helpful.
And is that impeding the peace talks?
I said it was going on for 3 years, right? Didn't I say it? For 3 years I said it, so I was way ahead of schedule. But I think that there's a good chance we can make a deal.
Mr. President,
All right, so when it comes to the peace deal, folks, we got our eyes on that because everyone wants this war to end, except those corrupt politicians who've been scraping off money at your expense. And I'm talking about those in both America who flew on those jets. We talk about it all the time, on those planes. They had no problem shuffling in there. I used to say all the time, oh, we should weigh them, see if they come back heavier. The reality of it is there was no reason for them to go there. They did so for their photo op and probably to, in my opinion, to steal money from the American people. That's why they were so quick to continuously funnel in our money into Ukraine. They were all profiting. They were all profiting. And the corruption goes deep, but they won't continue to tell you that. But we need this war to end. And President Trump obviously cutting off the gravy train. And then clip 18, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, gives us an update as to how peace talks are going right now. Take a listen.
The end goal is obviously not just the end of the war. Obviously, that's central and fundamental. We want to see the end of the killing and the death and the suffering. And I'm sure the Ukrainian side, I know they do as well. They want peace. But it's also about securing an end to the war that leaves Ukraine sovereign and independent and with an opportunity at real prosperity. So this is not just about ending a war. This is about ending a war in a way that creates a mechanism and a way forward that will allow them to be independent and sovereign, never have another war again, and create tremendous prosperity for its people. Not just rebuild the country, but to enter an era of extraordinary economic progress. It's a country with, Ukraine has tremendous economic potential. Ukraine has tremendous opportunity for true prosperity. Obviously, you can't do that in the middle of a war like this, but ending the war alone won't achieve that. So this is not just about peace deals. It's about creating a pathway forward that leaves Ukraine sovereign, independent, and prosperous. And so we expect to make even more progress today.
And that's good news for the American people who are done funneling their hard-earned cash into Ukraine and those who are actually looking to preserve lives, because both Ukrainians and Russians have been slaughtered in this fight. And it was completely avoidable, and we could have saved them. But unfortunately, due to the corruption, these politicians continued to egg this on, even the globalists as well. Let's not forget about them. All right, I want to turn things over a little bit, because Don Jr. actually, I think, did an incredible job at dodging a obviously angled topic, an angled question done by Jillian Michaels. Now, Jillian Michaels, obviously, she's a health freak. This is her beat these days. But she since has transformed into someone who's giving her political takes nonstop. Now, interesting enough, Jillian Michaels, someone who is now framing herself to be a Republican, I guess, these days. She doesn't like, and I actually remember because I was on a podcast and everyone was telling me that she had actually walked off the set when it came to the Israel criticism that was happening at the table. But she doesn't like people like Nick Fuentes, and she actually wants to silence them. Now she'll tell you, oh, well, I don't want to like deplatform them, but she's always going around. But the reality is she's looking to silence them. That's in my opinion. In clip 19, you're going to hear how Don Jr. did his very, very best to dance around Jillian Michaels' call to cancel Fuentes and to try to silence his opinion. Take a listen.
Now you're starting to see some of the things
in the alt-right fringe of the Nick Fuentes and the Young Republican group chat that is racist and that is scary and sexist to an alarming degree with someone like Nick Fuentes. And I'm wondering, you're seeing this kind of fracture of the left. I'm seeing people who are more moderate become alarmed. And people on the right are like, yeah, whatever, not a big deal. I'm here to tell you it's a big deal. And I think it's a big deal because all of those people that your dad invited in, Tulsi, Kennedy, myself, inadvertently, right? All of these more, Rogan, all of these more moderate people who flee the crazy on the left are alarmed if the right doesn't disavow the Nick Fuenteses. And it doesn't mean, I'm not saying cancel Tucker Carlson. That is not what I'm saying. I wish Tucker had handled him differently. I have no problem saying that. But I do think it's going to be a problem. And I'm wondering if you see it as a problem for the right in the midterms and in 2028. Because I think if this continues without it being fully condemned aggressively, I think you get Gavin Newsom for president. And I know what that looks like. And it's scary stuff.
Yeah, let's say I'm a little torn on the issue. I think sometimes, you know, having been canceled and having, you know, for even common sense things, I'm not about cancel culture, but I think sometimes, you know, I don't know that you have to platform everyone, but, you know, let them sort of speak. And I think some of those radicals, they sort of give themselves up in many cases in their own things. And I'm good friends with Tucker, and I actually don't think he's really all that radical at all. I think I do see a lot of stuff that's sort of manufactured crises. I see a lot of sort of the neocon handles trying to create these conflicts to break it up because they want to go back to the old ways, not the America First ways. I do think that sort of social media and the way those things have been manipulated and some of these, you know, the stuff you're seeing even this week with, you know, well, oh, this account that's, you know, America First is, you know, driven out of, you know, some country in the middle of nowhere. It's like they're actually trying to sow discord and create a fight that probably really doesn't exist with the vast majority of people. I think, you know, again, I'm sort of a free speech absolutist, but that doesn't mean there's not consequences to that speech. And if you hear some people speak and you don't like, you know, like, man, I sort of feel like they almost cancel themselves, and not with censorship, but by people being like, okay, that's not even a reasonable decision. We're just not going to listen to this person anymore. And so I do think that's important because, again, I've seen what they try to do to so many people. I was one of the early guys calling out a lot of the censorship on Twitter. They're like, well, how do you know? I was like, well, I know because yesterday I was getting 5,000 retweets a post. Today I'm getting three. Not 3,000, three, like single digits, three. Like that's something happened, something changed. I think we have to have conversations, even conversations we don't want to hear or even conversations we think may be disgusting, and listen, and then people will make up their own minds and they'll sort of, you know, the way I look at it, you kind of vote with your wallet. You walk away from that and you figure it out on your own.
I'm just deeply concerned that if there's a guy who says women want to be raped and somebody does not say, this is not who we are as a party, this is not conservatism, we find him repulsive. I'm telling you, it's
yeah. Going to be but right. I also I'm think sometimes even acknowledging what you do, if you're going to acknowledge every person that says something ridiculous, all of a sudden you're just making them bigger in a way. Sometimes mm-hmm. you just got to let the idiocy just go out there in the ether, and you can't respond to everything, right? Because it just becomes like clickbait, troll worthy stuff, and everyone starts doing it, and everyone then starts taking their own bait, and you know, and that's sort of what I was alluding to earlier with like some of the stuff going on right now. It's like everyone's just trying to like out radicalize themselves for clicks and this, and it's a bit nuts. And I don't think we do that as well at the left. The left sort of has their talking points, and they generally speaking stick to them, even if I disagree with them vehemently. We're a little different in that we are a lot more open. We do have a lot more different, viewpoints.
All right, let me step in
we
on
don't
this
just say, okay, well, the party
Don
says-
Jr. really doing a great job there. Don Jr. did a great job at answering that question. Obviously, Michael's trying to corner him in and try to get an answer that she really wanted. And the reality of it is, it's not my job, it's not Don Jr.'s job to control other people's speech. Why would you sit here and say that we have to condemn what somebody else has said? This is the interview I was actually talking about. I was actually on the next episode, and she walks out because she can't handle the conversation happening between Anna and the group. This is her take. This is the PBD podcast. She walks off the set, which is fine. which is fine. Listen, we could have disagreements, but there's no reason just to be this obnoxious. Okay? You could sit here, we could have conversations, but to sit here and say, well, if someone doesn't agree with me, then the rest of the world should condemn. We all need, it is not my responsibility to condemn what Nick Fuentes says. Nick Fuentes has a massive platform, and because of people like Jillian Michaels, continuous efforts to go after him and regulate his speech, they have made him a bigger celebrity. Don Jr. just saying that, detailing that, plugging that for you. The reality of it is I don't have to agree with someone, but I'm not coming for them. I'm not going to go after them. That is foolish. Foolish. And it's only happened on the right. We're only forced on the right to condemn someone else's speech. It doesn't happen on the left. The left doesn't go after their own and say, well, you're far left. You're preaching communism. We must condemn you. We must go after you. You are going out there and validating, in your eyes, Charlie Kirk's assassin. They don't do that. You know why? They stick to their own. So this challenge, when Jillian Michaels tells Don Jr. that he must challenge her, he must go out there, or vice versa. I mean, he must challenge Nick Fuentes and say and condemn him. It's not his job. It's none of our jobs. It's not our job to control speech and to condemn people. And the fear-mongering tactic that she uses there by saying Gavin Newsom will be president then. That's not the case. That's not the case. No one's going to turn and vote for Gavin Newsom because you didn't condemn Nick Fuentes. I'm so done with these people who want to sit here and pretend like they're in this fight with the rest of us while forcing all of us to contribute to what I would say is a leftist. Lefties want us to condemn our own because they want to create division. And obviously, Don Jr. outlined that specifically there for you. Their goal here is to create division. And Jillian Michaels, one of them, who is doing her best to push for that. Listen, this woman hasn't paid her dues in politics. She jumped on board at the very last minute and now wants to ride the gravy train. She continues to land very high-profile politicians and such on her show. And she hasn't paid her dues. The rest of us have been in the battle for this for quite some time now. But of course, this is what they do. They platform people like Jillian Michaels because they want to create what you just heard there. She doesn't probably realize it, but she is being divisive. It is not your job, your responsibility to condemn what another person has said. I will never do that. It's not my job. It is not my job. And so time and time again, we go out and we say this. But we need to push back. Folks, before we run out of time, I really wanted to play this soundbite. Get ready to get those tinfoil hats on. Let's listen to the soundbite. This is Patrick Bet-David speaking to Dr. Marty McCary. That's the individual who's leading the FDA right now. He's the FDA director. He was asked specifically about AIDS and how it came about, and he has a very interesting perspective to all of that. I want you to take a listen. There's no clip number here, so make sure we have it. It is the final one in our rundown. Do we have that one? Okay, well, hold off on that. Don't worry, guys. I know we got a limited time. Let's jump over to clip 24 for now. This is Donald Trump saying that Ilhan Omar needs to be thrown out of Congress. We'll take a listen to that one.
Frankly, don't need their people coming into our country telling us what to do.
Can you talk about Dean?
I'm talking about like Somalia, where you have a congressman goes around telling everybody about our constitution. And yet she supposedly came into our country by marrying her brother. Well, if that's true, she shouldn't be a congressman, and we should throw her the hell out of our country.
Yeah, but we should get her the hell out of this country. I think I've played that soundbite three times today just because I am obviously very biased, but I agree with the president. Get her the hell out of this country. What are we waiting on? Denaturalize her and toss her out. She doesn't belong here. Her alliance is not with the United States of America. She has declared that several times on the record. And we continue to allow her to stay here. Folks, I'm done with those who are saying, oh, we're going to denaturalize all these people who have abandoned their oath. Toss her out. She doesn't belong here. Stop talking about it and do it. Do it. She committed fraud to get into this country just like all of her Somalian buddies do. And it's time to get rid of her. It's time to get rid of her. All right, we're going to turn to that missing clip. And it's ready to go. Let's take a listen.
If I were to ask you right now, where did AIDS come from? What would you say?
You know, speaking of the film, thank you, Dr. Fauci, they explore a non-traditional narrative which has not gotten the attention it deserves, and that is that it may very well have come from a lab in Africa.
AIDS could have come from
HIV,
a lab in Africa.
HIV.
HIV. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ah, that's what they didn't want you talking about. So Dr. Marty McCarry telling us what we already knew from his official position as the FDA director. I bet you Dr. Fauci's not going to like that one. Also, good news, guys. Just got a message from my attorney. My TSA lawsuit is officially settled. They will have to pay my legal fees. We'll be getting some of my fees, my personal fees that I've coughed up to fight this lawsuit, handed back over to me. Because TSA is now admitting that they effed up. And as many of you guys know, we've covered it on this show. We've talked about the report that I got all of this from because I had to sue. I had to sue the government to get them to be transparent. Let me just break down to you what this lawsuit meant. There were several different layers to this. I sued TSA because they refused to hand over FOIA requests, the information that I'm legally allowed to obtain. The Biden regime refused to hand it over. And so let me tell you specifically what we were fighting for. We were fighting for any internal memos or communications regarding how we were flying these illegal aliens who didn't have any types of photo IDs on commercial flights. You need a photo ID. You actually need a real ID and you need to submit to the system because they won't allow you to fly. So why didn't we get this from illegal aliens? Well, what do they need in return? I was able to obtain these documents after suing, and lo and behold, we found out that they were allowing these illegal aliens to fly on flights based on, get this, if you were a convicted sex offender, you were able to present them with your convicted sex offender paperwork to get them to board on commercial flights. We found that out because I had to sue TSA. I was also looking for particular questions to be answered in regards to why so many January 6th defendants were added to a terror watch list. Now, the federal government claimed in court, they ignored my request, but they claimed in court that it was a national security issue, and that's why they couldn't submit those internal communications on that. But we've learned more and more about that through whistleblowers, of course. We've been talking about it on this show. Obviously, that came from Benny Thompson's office. He sent over a letter, which then resulted in hundreds of you guys, probably likely our audience, of being added to that terror watch list. So they won't specifically give me the emails as to who the actual individuals were who called the shots on that, but we know that it fell from Benny Thompson's office. So we learned a lot from this lawsuit, and I am thankful for the American people who have defended me in this because, unfortunately, you guys, taxpayers, have to cough up the legal expenses to all of this, but TSA now officially admitting that they will settle this lawsuit with my attorney and myself. So I have no financial gain in all of this. It's just a matter of getting my legal fees covered. And it looks like officially my attorney is saying that this case is closed, which is the good news. All right, folks, in the meantime, Cyber Monday. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com in the meantime and make sure you stock up 60% off on the entire website right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It is now time to stock up. Again, tomorrow I'm hosting War Room, and I've got an incredible lineup of guests joining us for just that. So make sure you're here. In the meantime, though, The Alex Jones Show starts now.
We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy, literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Can I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it, it's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking-ass. Get the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks.
This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt, and this methylene blue really rocks.